At 6:06, it is partly clear, 71 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 93 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin this morning with a developing story here in Tulsa. Three people were noodling in the Arkansas River about 5 o'clock this morning when all of a sudden they were swept away by the water's current. They were swept over the low water dam at the pedestrian bridge and caught in the boil of the water just below the dam. Right now, we have emergency crews from the fire department and the police department searching for those three people. We have crews in the water as well as along the banks looking for the individuals. We can tell you right now you will see a lot of police and fire equipment along Riverside Drive this morning from about 71st Street all the way down to the pedestrian bridge. We'll continue to monitor the story, and of course, we will keep you updated. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt tells a congressional subcommittee that provisions of the nation's new health care law are an overreach of the government's authority. Pruitt testified in Washington that the Internal Revenue Service acted as a super legislative body when it enacted a rule to implement portions of the law.
Our governor, Mary Fallon, and other statewide stakeholders thoughtfully and thoroughly reviewed the options provided them under the Affordable Care Act and ultimately chose not to establish a state health care exchange. But after that decision was made, the IRS finalized a rule that would strip states of the main benefit of their choice, no large employer penalty. Congress provided this choice to states, and now the IRS is attempting to take that away by rule.
Pruitt has challenged the Affordable Care Act in lawsuits that his office has filed in U.S. District Court at Muskogee. The Baby Veronica case moves a step closer to a final resolution.
The attorney for South Carolina couple says a judge has finalized their adoption case, which reached all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Lawyer James Fletcher Thompson said yesterday the adoption is now complete and a plan's in place to transfer the child from the custody of her father. He did not share details and the hearing was closed to the public. Matt and Melanie Copabianco have been trying to adopt 3-year-old Veronica since her birth. They raised the girl for 2 years. Veronica then moved to Oklahoma after a South Carolina court ruled that federal law favored her being raised by her father, a member of the Cherokee Nation. The fight may not be over. Several American Indian groups have filed federal lawsuits. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
New figures out from the state show the Tulsa Metro unemployment rate creeping up.
The unemployment rate was up to 5.9%. That's up by 0.3% over the month. Employment and unemployment were both up by just a little bit over 1,700 each, and the Tulsa MSA dropped about 900 jobs.
That is John Carpenter from the State Employment Securities Commission. He says while that sounds like it is bad news, it is really just a seasonal change reflecting public schools and colleges moving into a summer schedule. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is holding a groundbreaking ceremony tomorrow for a new headquarters for Troop K. That is in north central Oklahoma. The $1.2 million project is expected to be completed in July of 2014. Emergency notifications can now be sent directly to you. The City of Tulsa's Tulsa Alert Program allows you to receive notifications by phone, email, or text message. City spokesman Bob Bledsoe.
Enable citizens to tailor what kind of messages they want to get. We can send out emergency notices. We will also be sending out information about things like meetings and maybe interruptions in water service or events in Tulsa Park.
The service begins on September 9th. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot, a high today of 93, clear tonight down to 74 for a low. Right now, it's partly clear and 71. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.